Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We are in the house of the Lord again. And as always, the entrance of your word brings light. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. And let your word have full place in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody says amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to be doing something different today. I will be asking them in the back to switch the screens to display the GMI Church website. And I am going to be reading some things off of there. The message today is going to be a little bit unique. And if you have never seen the GMI website, you'll see it today. But I'm going to be reading some things there that I want to talk about. And today it's going to be, we're going to need to make that screen a little bit bigger. I don't know if anybody can see that. I surely can't. See if you can figure out, there you go. Make it as big as you can. All right. So today, the GMI ministries and what God has given us today, he wants me to talk about new beginnings. Now, some of you may not know this, but this weekend is actually some kind of anniversary for GMI. Now, the anniversary that most of you know is the December 3rd date that we opened the church. That's the one that most people know. We opened the church December 3rd, 2000 and... anybody remember 2000 what year? 2006. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, actually, the ministry was started in November, the weekend of November 5th through 6th and 8th. Of 2005. That's when the ministry was started. So this is a very special weekend actually for us, you know, to be doing this. So we're very thankful to the Lord. Today I want to reintroduce something to us that the Lord wants us to know. You know, so I'm going to be reading some things that we have put on this website for a long time, just to get us reacquainted. And God is setting us on new beginnings here at GMI. We're going to refocus on the thing. We've been talking about this the last few times. If you remember the message I preached a few months back on all about Jesus, it's right here. If you click for me on that about, and when you drop down in the about, the first tab there is obviously all about Jesus. Amen. That's what our ministry is all about. It's all about Jesus. And we've talked about that, so I'm going to skip that. We've preached a whole message on that just a couple months back, so I'm going to skip that. You may also see that apart from that one tab, we have a few other tabs. That one says introducing GMI. I'm going to skip that. The next tab says purpose and focus. And I want to read from that. So I want you to put up that screen on purpose and focus. And I want to read from that just to remind us of what the Lord, why we are here and so forth. You know, every so often it is important for us to remind ourselves. And I mean, we don't want to just settle in and be church as usual. God didn't call us to be just another church as usual. Now, for one thing, some people may say, what is GMI stand for? Well, GMI stands for Gospel Missions, and that's missions with an S. I hear some people say that's mission. It's actually Gospel Missions with an S at the end, International. The focus, of course, is gospel. Amen. That's the focus. Now, the international part, you know, some people forget that we are international. We're not, we didn't start out to be an African church or start out to be a Nigerian church. It's an international church. It just so happens that the majority of our members presently are from Africa. But we are an international church. We are also a spirit-filled Pentecostal church and multicultural church, if you want to put it that way. And I'm going to be reading some things to us today just to help us get reacclimated with the purpose of God. Our mission statement. Now, I expect that at some point in time, everybody has gone to the website and read these things. But if you never have, well, you're going to hear it today. This has been on the website for about 11 years. It's not something new we just put up. So I'm going to read it to us today. Our mission statement: to bring the love and mercy of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unsaved, so that their eyes may be opened and they may be turned from darkness to light and receive forgiveness of sins and salvation through Jesus Christ, and to bring healing and deliverance to the oppressed, while teaching the fullness of the word of God with the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power, for the equipping and perfecting of the saints unto the image of Christ. Praise the Lord. That's a mouthful, but that's what it is. And there are some scriptures that we quoted there to back it up. Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 3, and Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 through 14. That statement that I just read is our mission, and our purpose is to do the will of Him that sent us and to finish His work. Can you say amen? That's what Jesus said in John 4 and 34. Now, these were the things that the Lord gave us when we first started. So we're just reminding ourselves today. It's nothing new, but sometimes, and you know, for some of the new people that have joined us over the last 11 years or so, you know, you may wonder, you know, what it's all about sometimes, and even some of the core people may forget. So we are refreshing ourselves. Our purpose and focus. The primary purpose and focus is to glorify and exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And none other. You notice that one is underlined. If you can blow that up a little so they can, it's a little bigger. Can you make it a little bigger yet on the screen? As big as you can make it. Thank you. To win lost souls into the kingdom through the power of the gospel and the uncompromised preaching of the word of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us to open the eyes of the unsaved and to turn them from darkness to light, and to deliver them from the power of Satan, and to turn them unto God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by the faith that is in Jesus Christ. So that's the statement of our purpose. And among other things, you can read the rest of it. I'm going to skip through some of it, but I want us to read these things and understand. We also strive to promote a community of genuine love, faith, righteousness, peace, and joy, and humility before the Lord, while we continue building on the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, until we all come to the unity of the faith, that's important, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, until Christ be fully formed in each one of us. Praise the Lord. Now, here's a commentary about the preachers and the pastors, and what God called us to be in this church. For we preach not ourselves, nor anyone else for that matter, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined, hallelujah, in our hearts. You know, that's why we must preach this light, because he has shined in our hearts. To give us light in the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But this treasure, we have it in earthen vessels, so that there will be no boasting. Amen? Everything goes back to the glory of the Lord. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us. Amen? And so as preachers on this platform, we strive to not draw attention to ourselves, you know, but to the Lord. Amen. That's the purpose. Praise the Lord. And we don't want to forget it. Now, there's something that the Lord also wants us. I mean, when you have a vision and we have a purpose, even like we heard in the message, the review, I wasn't here last week, but it was so timely, you know, to see that it was also talking about the purpose of God in our individual lives. You know, and, you know, I didn't know what they preached last week until yesterday, you know, but, you know, I've been preparing this one for 2.5 weeks, you know, so here's God just doing, and this is now the purpose of God for the ministry and the church, and we want just to be aware of it. Now, when there is a vision and a purpose, God wants us to make it plain. So everybody can understand it. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes, you know, people forget and then there may be different things here and there. You know, but we want us to be on track. Amen. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables so that he may run that readeth it. That's right. That's what he told Habakkuk. And that's why we're also making it plain today. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. And it is speaking right now. Amen. And it will not lie. Though it will tarry, we are commanded to wait for it. The vision that God gave GMI, when we started out, it was just a little vision. You know, but at the end, it will speak. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the kingdom of heaven is like a little seed, a mustard seed, actually, which is the littlest and the smallest of all seeds. Yet when it grows to be one of the biggest of all kinds of trees. You know, and that's how the kingdom, you know, works. And it may start out as something little. And even Jesus said, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that God is bringing a new beginning, making us go back and understand what the Lord wants us to do so we don't forget. You know, so it's not all just about coming here and playing church. And it's not just about coming here and preaching wonderful messages. Those are good. But it's more so about the work of the ministry, which is preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, folks. In case you forgot, that's why we are all about. So that's our purpose and our focus. And I'm going to go to the top again. This is how you navigate our website. A little bit different kind of thing today, you know, but this is how you navigate our website. You go back to the top and we are in about again. And I want to read to us our statement of faith that has been on this website for 11 years. Just in case somebody's wondering, what do you guys actually believe? You know, so it's been there all this while. You know, and I'm going to read this to us today. There is an abridged version, which is like a summarized version. And then there is a detailed version. And, you know, I'm going to just walk us through it so we are all on the same page. Now, the statement of faith, the short version, is as follows. The first thing is that there is only one true God. The eternal creator of all things. You know, we settle that right off the bat. You know, anybody that has any concerns about that, you can take it up with the Lord. Amen. Amen, folks. He is the only one, and there is nobody like him. And this is his universe. This everything here belongs to him. He calls the shots, and we are just subordinate priests under him. Amen. Now, if anybody doesn't like that, they can move to another universe. But in this universe, he is king. Hallelujah. The next thing that we believe is that the Bible is the infallible and authoritative written word of God. We believe that. And we embrace it in its entirety. Hallelujah. You'll see some more of that later on. Now, we also believe that salvation is by faith and comes only through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are the basic principles of the statement of our faith, in case anybody's wondering. And following that, we believe that we are ambassadors for Christ, and we have been commissioned to preach this wonderful gospel. And we must preach it. This is what we must be doing. We can't just be coming to church and sitting down and having wonderful services. We must be preaching the gospel. Amen. Now, we also believe, a lot of people don't believe this anymore, but we believe that healing, miracles, and deliverance, they are still real today. And anybody that believes can have anything that they want. You can have healing, and we pray for the sick all the time. We believe and we see miracles. Praise the Lord. Now, we believe that the true church will attain the fullness of the knowledge of Christ. They will come into the fullness of the image of Christ, and they will be clothed with the fullness of the knowledge of God. We believe that for the true church. Praise the Lord. And we are hoping that this church is an integral part of the true church. And it's not in the true church, it's not about numbers, but it's more about being robust in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And in the fullness of Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, again, we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And when he returns, you know, it will be for a glorious church. Amen. Now, at the bottom of this page, yeah, if you feel free to clap if you want to clap for anything that makes you happy. Praise the Lord. At the bottom of this page, you will see a read more tab, and you can press that. This is the abridged version, but if you want to see the details, then you can press the read more, and it'll take you to all the details. Praise the Lord. And I want to go through it. This is a kind of different thing that I'm doing here today, but I want to go through it. There's a reason for it. Now, this is what we believe about the one true God. Now, we don't argue the scriptures. I mean, we love everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter what anybody believes, they're welcome and so forth. But this is our platform. Praise the Lord. You know, people wonder about it. No, we're not, you know, arguing anything. This is just our platform. Everybody's free to believe whatever they want, but this is what we believe here at GMI. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is only one true God. He's the eternal creator of all things. Now, you can read that in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4. The first commandment, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. He's not three lords. He's not two lords. He's not ten lords. He is one Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we believe that here at GMI. You know, if you have an issue with that, you take it up with the Lord. You know, for though there be many that are called gods, but unto us there be but one God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And he is the Father of whom are all things. And to us there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things. And we are by him. And we gave some scriptures to prove that. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 5 and 6. The very God called Jehovah or Yahweh in the Old Testament is the same one that came down to us in the form of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Hallelujah. And Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 proves that. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Hallelujah. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. That same song that was born, the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Well, that's a mystery, and people are all over the ages, they've been wondering about that and so forth. You know, that's a mystery, but we believe that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, You'll find that in Isaiah 9:6 and John chapter 1 verses 1 and 3 tells you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and He was made flesh and dwelt among us. Praise the Lord. Now, you also see that in the 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, we are told that the rock that followed the people in the Old Testament was Christ. Even in the wilderness, the rock that followed them was Christ. So, all of those scriptures prove who He is. And the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 and all through the book of Revelation 1, Jesus revealed Himself, said, I am Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. I am the one that was dead, and I am alive forevermore. And I also have the keys of hell and death. And I went and whooped the devil. Woo! Hallelujah! I whooped him from pillar to post. And I got the keys of hell and death from him. And I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Now, Alpha and Omega makes him first and last. Not just second or third or fourth or fifth. First and last. And before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You'll find that in John chapter 8, verse 58. That's why they killed him, actually. You know, everything he did was wonderful. But the moment he said, before Abraham was, I am, they took up stones to kill him. And he said, you know, why do you kill me? All these wonderful works I've shown you. For the wonderful works that you have shown us, we stone you not. But for you being a man, trying to make yourself God, that's why we want to kill you. Oh, well, he's not trying to make anything. He is the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery. He didn't steal anything. He was already God. Hallelujah. God in the flesh, revealed in Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you know, that's a mystery. God is not a three-headed monster. He is the one true Godhead. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of God. That's what we believe. I mean, everybody's free to believe anything they want. But this is the platform for GMI. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, and we don't argue the scriptures either. Now, you can read about His fullness in Colossians chapter 1. For in Him, you know, He said, by Him were all things made. Whether they be in heaven, whether they be in earth, whether they be, and all things by Him consist. And He is the, fullness of all things. And in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You can't find Him anywhere else, folks. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that's still a mystery, you know, but, you know, the mystery is resolved. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and 16. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. That's right. The very God, Jehovah. You know, you don't say, before Abraham was, I am. You don't say that unless you are the I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're not even 50 years old. Have you yet seen Abraham? You know, because he told them, your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day. And when he saw it, he was glad. Because those people were saying, Abraham is our father and so forth. He said, Abraham is your father. If Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. But this kind of thing that you're trying to kill me, Abraham didn't do, you know. And they were trying to brag and so forth. He said, look, your father, the so-called Abraham that you thought was your father, when he saw my day, he was rejoicing. He said, Abraham saw your day, that means he saw me. That's what that means. And he said, you're not even 50 years old. How could Abraham see you? And he said, he just put it right out. Hallelujah. He put it right out. Before Abraham was, sir, I am. Hallelujah. Well, there's no other way to see it. Thus saith the Holy One of Israel. In the book of Isaiah, thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Over and over and over again. He never one time said, thus saith the three of Israel. No. The Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, that's the GMI platform. That's what we believe. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let's move on here. I get excited when I talk about the Lord. Now, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 will tell you that when you believe this revelation, that is the true God and eternal life. To believe on who he is the true God and eternal life. You can read it in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. Now, let's move on to the next truth that we believe. We believe that the Bible is the infallible, complete, and authoritative word of God. Now, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit and all these wonderful things and so forth, which we have preached here many times. But we also hold the word of God, the written word of God, as the final arbiter. That's right. That's the one that makes the final judgment about anything. Is the written word of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something about the written word of God. You cannot pick and choose the part that you want, folks. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 21, which we quoted here, this is what we believe. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, keep this charge that I give you without preferring one over the other, and do nothing by partiality, but obey the entire word of God. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And in another place, writing to the Corinthians, he said, look, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Amen. Now, the word of God is what's going to judge us on last day. Some people said, I've heard people say, well, that was Paul. Folks, that's a dangerous statement. That is a very dangerous statement, because the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man. And those prophets that wrote of old time, including Paul, did not write by the will of man. He wrote as moved by the Holy Ghost. So we better fall in line. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, so you can read all of that and all the things we believe, how we hold the word of God to shape what we believe. Now, I may have my personal opinion, but if I find the word of God to say something different, out goes my personal opinion. Amen. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Once I find it in the word of God, everything else goes out. You know, and there are some point blank plain things in the word of God, you know, but yet some people still struggle with these things. Anyway, the Lord help every one of us. Amen. Now, going on, it says that we'll move on to that. That we believe also that salvation is through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You can read Acts 4, chapter 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Now, when we preach, folks, don't preach GMI church. You need to preach Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. GMI church is not going to save anybody. GMI church is not the one that died for you. Jesus Christ is the one that died, but yea, rather that is risen again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he's the one that we preach. Amen. Now, let's move on to the next one. We believe that we are called to be ambassadors for Christ, and we must preach this gospel. You can't just, you know, you can't just not preach. Jeremiah said that word was like a fire in my bones. We got to preach. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. We got to preach this gospel, folks. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. Just come to church, shout a few hallelujahs, and then go home. And every week we come back, shout a few hallelujahs, and go home. No, that's not what GMI God, I mean, that's not what God said GMI here for. Amen? Amen, folks? Amen. God set us here to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. So let's keep that in mind. Every chance you get, do it on your own. But every time we have an outreach, join and be a part of the platform. That's what GMI is all about. Praise the Lord. Now, the next point, we believe in the prophets and the doctrine of the apostles. Now, that's the GMI platform. We believe that. You know, so, and the prophets, you know, and let me tell you another thing that we believe about the prophets. You know, Paul, when he was speaking, he said this in Acts chapter 24 and verse 14. He said, look, after the way that is called heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things that are written in the prophets and in the law. Hallelujah. So it may sound like heresy to some people, but you know, that's the way we believe it. Praise the Lord. So we are making the vision plain again, in case some of us have forgotten, and for some of you people, maybe you never knew, but this is what we believe. Praise the Lord. Now, does that mean that anybody that doesn't believe like us is not welcome? Absolutely not. Everybody is welcome. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, if you come to my house and I invite you in, you know, don't try to rearrange my furniture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't rearrange my furniture. I like it just the way it is. If you don't like it, just sit down. When you're done, you just go. If you move everything, say all the kitchen furniture belongs in the bathroom, and the bathroom and bedroom belongs in, and you move everything all around and so forth, I'm not going to be very happy. I might throw you out. Praise the Lord. So, you know, that's just saying that. That's a word for the wise. Amen. Now, all the things that we believe, you know, the doctrines, the foundations of the gospel, Paul laid it out, or the writer of the Hebrews laid it out, and we talk about the doctrine of Christ. You know, we've already talked about that. The doctrine of Christ is who he is. I already talked about that. We talk about repentance from dead works. We talk about faith towards God. The doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, and all of these things. Baptisms is plural. That means water baptism, Holy Ghost baptism, and all these things. You know, the laying on of hands, and also we've preached all these things. There's a sermon on the website on laying on of hands, a sermon on all these things. Resurrection of the dead. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. Amen. We also believe in eternal judgment. We believe in perfection. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said, be ye also perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's our goal. Matthew 5 and 48. Now, moving on to the next bullet. We believe in walking in love and being led by the Spirit. Now, you may have all these wonderful gifts and know all these wonderful mysteries and so forth like that. You know, but if you do not have love, amen. Paul said, well, it doesn't really profit you anything. You know, so we believe in walking in love one towards another and so forth. You know, and when we correct, it's always in love. I mean, Jesus loved the people, but one time he took the whip and cracked the whip. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He did crack the whip one time. Amen. Got them all out of the temple. You know, so, you know, sometimes we have to correct with the word of God and all that. But we believe in love. You know, and so forth. I don't think that we do anything out of spite. You know, we love everybody, and we, you know, but we're accountable to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now, we also believe in the restoration of all things. We must be led by the Spirit, and we believe that the Spirit of God is going to restore all things. I will restore, Joel 2:25, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I will restore to you the years which the cankerworm has eaten, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the locust. I will restore, saith the Lord. We believe that it's coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it doesn't matter how it looks right now. You know, not one jot or one tittle of the word of God will fall to the ground without being fulfilled. Amen. God will fulfill his word. Now, the true elect will attain the fullness of Christ, and they will be translated. Amen. Now, but I like to say that like this. We, the true elect, will attain, because I don't want to say they, because I'm a part of the true elect. Amen. We will be translated. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. I remember the message before I traveled, the last man standing. Folks, don't let anything discourage you. Amen. Hold on to that crown and let no man take your crown. Yeah. Don't let anybody take your crown, folks. Don't let anybody steal your crown. You hold on to your crown. Amen. Now, the Lord Jesus is coming again for a glorious church. When he comes, the church will be without spot and without wrinkle, without blemish, and without any such thing. Now, the church may look a little wrinkled right now, but let me tell you something. Here is a promise of what God is doing. It's called the Holy Ghost. And we preached about this. You can find it on the website. The Holy Ghost make over. Amen? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18. The Lord, he sent Jeremiah to the potter's house. And he said, look, You go down to the potter's house. When you get there, I will reveal the word of the Lord to you. So I went down, Jeremiah said, to the potter's house. And when I got there, I saw him working with some pottery and making some clay. But the clay that he made was marred in his hands. That means it was messed up. And he made it again. A new lump, as it has pleased him. Amen. And the Lord said unto him, O ye house of Israel, can I not make with you even as this potter has done with this clay? That means Holy Ghost, make over. That means remake that which was messed up, and he can make it again into a new lump. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So new beginnings for GMI. And one of the greatest promises the Lord gave us when we first started GMI, in Job chapter 8 and verse 7, he laid it right out and he gave it to us point blank. And he said, though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Hallelujah. Now that's a promise. Point blank, he gave it to us. And we've seen God walking with it and so forth like that. And though it tarry, we're waiting for it. Amen. And we've already seen God fulfilling that. Even in natural things, God is already fulfilling that. You know, how we started the humble buildings that we had and this magnificent place that God has given us. That's in the natural. But first comes what? Fourth comes the natural. There was first Adam, who was the natural man, and he messed up. And God made it again. Amen. Then comes the spiritual man, Christ. Because first comes the natural. So God doing all these wonderful things, moving us from place to place in the natural, you know, showing us that even as he has done it in the natural, he's bringing it forth in the spiritual. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it is coming, folks. Though it tarry, wait for it. Hallelujah. So these are all the things that we believe. Now, this is an introduction to our website, but also an introduction to our statement of faith and our purpose and our mission and so forth. And showing us also, reminding us the new beginnings, you know, that God is calling us back to. You know, so in case we have forgotten, so we can come back and remind ourselves. And especially as we see the day approaching, that we can remind ourselves. Amen. Lest anybody forget or be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin and so forth like that. So, you know, there are many more things on this wonderful website. You know, if you want to know anything about anything that GMI is all about, it's all right here. You know, and it's in writing, so that, you know, it's not something we just said and something we just made up. It's been like that on the website for years. You know, so now, what does that mean to us today? And why are we reviewing this? Well, what it means is this. You know, one, I've already said it to remind ourselves, you know, because sometimes we forget. Two, it also means that, look, you know, we are accountable to the platform that God put us onto. Amen? Amen. Now, we are not responsible for everybody in the world. You know, I'm not even responsible for every church that's out there. You know, as you know, so. But right here in this church, the Bible says, take heed to thy flock and look well to the state of thy herds. So right here is where our responsibilities are. Now, we love everybody and so forth. We welcome everybody and so forth like that. And we, you know, we welcome, you know, ideas, opinions and so on and so forth like that. But we must follow the Lord. Amen. Amen, folks. That's right. You know, so we must follow the Lord, because at the end of the day, you know, the Lord, every one of us shall give account of himself to the Lord. You know, and we as leadership will also give account of ourselves to the Lord, you know, and so forth like that. You know, so we, you know, that's why sometimes we may do some things, make some decisions. People may not understand or like it or whatever, you know, but we must follow the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But the bottom line is this, you know, we've read our purpose, we've read our goal, but for the people of this church, we want to make sure that every one of us makes it there. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And we labor night and day. Believe it, folks. We labor night and day to make sure that everybody. Paul said, look, the things that fall before me daily, the care of all the churches and all of these things and so forth. Well, he was over many churches. We are not. We're over this one here, right here, that the Lord gave us. Not as overlords, but as helpers together of your faith. Amen. Yeah. Amen, folks. We don't stand here as overlords and anything like that. Our doors are always open. Praise ye the name of the Lord. What you see is what you get. There is no mystery about me or any of the other pastors and so forth like that. Don't even think about it. You can call the cell phone. We don't give you fake cell phone numbers that you can't reach. You know, you call the number, you get us right away. Amen. So what you see is what you get. You know, but, you know, the main purpose together that we want us to reconsider and understand is that God has called us to a ministry of preaching the word. It's called the ministry of reconciliation. That we want to get the people that are out there, say, be ye reconciled unto God. The Lord is coming. And by our lives, by our testimony, by our speech, by our words, you know, we persuade people to be converted into the gospel. Amen. You know, so that's our job and that's our role. Now, our meat, Jesus said in John 4:34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Not do it halfway. You must finish it. Praise the Lord. The Bible calls him the author and finisher. Now, if we are going to be like Christ, we must also be finishers of what we start. Amen? Now, whosoever puts his hand into the plow and looks back is what? Come on, folks. Is not fit for the kingdom of God. So, you know, we must finish what we start. You young folks, you listen to me, folks. You finish what you start. Amen? If you start something, finish it. You start your studies, you stay with it, and you finish it. To the glory of God. Amen. Don't be a quitter. The only thing you should quit is quit the sin, quit the old man, and so forth, and put on the new man. Amen. But don't quit anything else. You stand your ground. Praise the Lord. One time, I told the devil, and I said, well, you picked the wrong guy. If you thought I'd be a quitter. Amen. Hallelujah. Why should I be a quitter? Jesus already won the victory. Amen. I'm just following in his footsteps. Praise the Lord. Now, there is the sum of all the things that we have spoken here today. GMI Church stands for Gospel Missions International Church. Now, the official name of the ministry does not actually have the word church in it. You can look us up. It's public information. It's public record. The official name of this ministry is Gospel Missions International. Doesn't have the word church in it. You know, so, but sometimes we forget and get so wrapped up in the church part. No. The ministry started before the church started. In fact, we started the ministry almost a full year, you know, and we were doing the hospital ministry, the schools ministry, we had the church in the mall, and we had all of these other things before we even opened our first service in December 3 of 2006 and so on. You know, so, but we, you know, we the ministry had been there almost a whole year. Now, and so we want to make sure that we refocus. Now, the church part of the ministry is just as equally important, because remember, some of the things we read here is equipping the saints so that we come into the fullness of the body of Christ. I mean, of the measure of the stature of Christ. That's what the church part is to do. But then it goes beyond that. It also should start a chain of discipleship. You know, when you learn, Paul said, look, the things, he said to Timothy, the things that I have committed unto you, be careful and make sure you commit them also to faithful men who will also be able to teach others also. So it's a chain reaction. Amen. You know, when you are discipled for Christ, you must go out and disciple somebody else. Now, let's say there are whatever the number of people that are sitting here, let's say it's 50. Just throw that number out. Now, if you were able to disciple somebody, you know, in 6 months, and you disciple them and you brought them in, you know, guess what the number of people will be? It'll be doubled. Amen? Amen, folks? Simple arithmetic. But it goes from arithmetic progression to geometrical progression if each one of those people also bring one person. But if they bring more than one, then you can see how quickly the thing can grow. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And don't leave it to just the people in... I don't even know what the SWAT ministry is, Soul Winners Action Team. Some people say, well, it's a soul... The whole church! This whole church is a soul winners action team. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's what this ministry was about. And if you have never joined us in any of these outreaches that we do, reaching out to the community and so forth and trying to share the love of Christ, we encourage you to join in. You know, and then remember, as we preached in the message all about Jesus, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. For you will get the reward from Him in due season if you faint not. Amen. And never worry about what somebody does or somebody doesn't do. You know, one time Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know I love you." Okay. A minute or so goes by. The Lord says to him again, "Peter, do you love me? You know I love you. Feed my lambs." And he said the thing to him about three times. Finally, Peter was like, "Look, what is this line of questioning anyway?" You know. And so the Lord began to tell him. And then the Lord told him some things that he wanted him to do. You know, told to Peter. And Peter, you know, always had his, you know, big mouth and so on. Always has an answer for everything. You know, says to the Lord, well, what about him? What about John? What will you have him do? Look, this is a problem with most people. God is telling him what to do. He's worrying about somebody else. Never mind the other person. You do what the Lord is calling you to do. Amen. You say, "Oh, okay, what about John? If I'm supposed to feed the lambs, what about him? What shall he do?" And so forth. Don't worry about that. You worry about what I'm asking you to do. Let me worry about him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, don't look. There's this classic story, and I said it one time. There are these four people, you know, and I forgot, I could have asked them to put it up. But there are this story of four people, you know, that are named Everybody, Anybody, Somebody, and Nobody. You know, so that's their names. There are four people. And there's a job to be done. Now remember, there's everybody, there's somebody, there's anybody, and there's nobody. Now there was a job to be done, and it was everyone's job to do it. Amen? Everyone's job to do it. You know? But here's what happened. Nobody did it. Because somebody thought that anyone could do it. But nobody actually ended up doing what anybody could have done. But it was everybody's job to start with. Are you still with me, folks? So when you say, you can look it up in a website, it's a funny thing, it's actually on Google. Just Google everybody, anybody, nobody, and somebody, and you'll find it there. It's a laughable thing. You know, so when it's not, nobody else is going to do it, folks. It is you. Amen. Jesus needs you. Amen. Are you going to respond to him? He needs you, folks. Are you going to respond? Let's stand to our feet here this morning. The Lord needs you. And don't worry about the next person. He needs you. Amen. Amen. He needs me, you know. And look, it's not just a calling to preach on this stage, you know, or hold the mic like I'm doing now. No. It is a calling, you know, like we heard even from the message last week, fulfilling the purpose of God in our lives. And there is something that God wants us, wonderful thing that he wants us to be a part of. You know, and there is a ministry of intercessors that is often overlooked because there is no glory in it, so to speak. Because the intercessor is behind the scenes. They are the prayer group that gets things done. Hallelujah. You know, now it's not about coming out here and being flashy on stage and so forth. You know, Jesus, he spent hours before daytime praying, but the disciples wouldn't pray when it was time for them to pray. And then they started falling into all kinds of temptations and denying the Lord and doing all kinds of things, you know, and then because they didn't pray, you know, the ministry of intercessors, even though it's hidden most of the time, it's perhaps one of the most important. And we need you to get behind our prayer ministries. get behind the prayer lines, be a part of it, be a part of what God is doing, you know, and so forth like that, you know. And, you know, why be a part of something else, something if you, you know, if your heart is not there, you know. So if you are there, put your heart into it. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, whatsoever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, you know, and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 and 22. Everything you do, don't do it for pleasing men, do it as unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's lift up our hands this morning, and I'm going to ask every one of us to rededicate ourselves. Hallelujah. Now, you've heard the vision. We've made it plain. You know, you can go back on the website and check it out. Check out the rest of it yourselves. And on this same website, there are many wonderful sermons that are there. Over all these 10 or so years that we've been at the church and the ministry, most, if not all, of the messages are on the website. Whether they were preached in a Sunday service, in the Friday Faith Lab, or in the Bible study, or whatever. You know, so there's a lot of rich material out there that can bless our hearts. But today, let's refocus on our mission and our purpose. First thing is glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, putting him on top where he belongs. You can read that in All About Jesus. I didn't take time to read about that because, I mean, we already preached that. You know, and then you can go and read all the other things and, you know, reconfirm to yourself what it is all about. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And because we have put our hands on the plow, let us not look back. Amen? Amen. Because if you put your hands on the plow and you look back, Bible says you're not fit for the kingdom of God. So for everyone that has put their hand on the plow, don't look back. Amen. And I'm praying that the grace of God will be multiplied to everybody. Now, if you want that prayer here this morning, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. But I want you to lift your hands. And I'm going to ask that the grace of God be multiplied to you to fulfill the purpose for which God brought you to GMI. Now, you've got your own personal, the purpose of God in your personal lives. But this is the purpose why God brought you to be a part of GMI. You're not just here by accident. I mean, there's any other church you could join if you want to. But you've chosen to be here. Now, this is the purpose that we are here. The reason why we're here, you know, we are making it plain. You know, to give us encouragement. Praise the Lord. So that we will not be weary. Hallelujah. As you lift up your hands, I'm going to pray for every hand that is lifted here this morning. That the grace of God will be multiplied to every one of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. The Lord said in his own word, I will bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings of grace unto my people. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Hallelujah. We can also say, who art thou, O great mountain of challenges, before GMI? Thou shalt be brought down and made a plain. And the Lord, he will bring out the capstoning work with shoutings of grace. He will multiply grace unto everyone and bring us out to be lively stones. And upon one stone shall be seven eyes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. And though thy beginnings were small, the Lord reminded us, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the grace of God to hold one another in love. The Bible says, in honor, preferring one another. That's the scriptural way. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God to love our brother and our sister. Because how can we say that we love God whom we have not seen, when we don't even love our brother whom we see every day? Now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God to walk in the light, even as you are in the light, and walk in love towards one another. And thank you for the grace of God to roll up our sleeves and do this work of the ministry. to not only do the will of him that has sent us, but to finish the work in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And Father, Lord, even as the psalmist said, forsake us not until we have shown thy glory unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, for the grace of God to be enabled in each one of us to fulfill the purpose of God. Why? Not only in our individual lives, as we heard last week, but also the purpose of God, why we are a part of this ministry. For the expansion of the kingdom of God. Listen, folks. There's an emblem at the front of this door. You know, a little engraving that says, this building is dedicated to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the expansion of the kingdom of God. We must be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, folks. And let us put away from our doorsteps the putting forth of the finger. You know, let us put away from ourselves the backbiting, the bitterness, and all of these things and so forth. But let us put on the new man, which after Christ is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And let us be determined to run this race by the grace of God until the end. For it is not him that starts, but he that finishes. And when he finishes, he must finish according to the rules, lest he be disqualified if he broke the rules along the way. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you all the praise and give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to hear a thunderous amen. Amen. Let's hear it again. A thunderous amen in the house. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There you have it. If you didn't know, now you know. And if you knew, now you know again. Amen. Hallelujah.